Okay, Chevra, let's go through some of the highlights of the Daf Yomi for Psachim Daf Yud Aleph. The sugya really begins in Psachim Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Tanya of Yehuda says that you're both going to argue Yudal Shachas or B'shas Habir, that you should do Bedika three times. And the Chachamim say, no, if you didn't do Bedika or Yudal, you do Bedika Yudal, you didn't do Bedika Yudal, you do B'socha Moed, etc. Now, initially, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there are three psukim, and consequently, there are three zmanim for bedikas chametz. And the three zmanim are the night of the 14th, the morning, and then the sixth hour. However, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that you should be bodek three times, but if you were not bodek at night, then you're bodek in the morning, etc., etc. The Pnei Yeshua actually notes that this is true even according to the Chachamim. If you look in the Rambam, you get an impression that even according to the Chachamim, the idea is that these are the proper times for Bedika, the night, the morning, and the sixth hour. That's what the Gemara said earlier. B'nivdike b'shis, right? Eyes, reason, makdin, b'mitzis, nivdike b'tzafra. You get an impression that these are really the zmanim of Bedika, and that's what the Rambam writes. However, the Shulchan Aruch omits this entire thing. Be it as it may, the opinion of the Chachamim is that if you didn't do Bedika before the Moed, you should be Bodek B'toch HaMoed. What does it mean to be Bodek B'toch HaMoed? So Rashi has an interesting position. Rashi says that B'toch HaMoed means that you're not Bodek on the Yontif itself. You're not Bodek after the Yontif. B'toch HaMoed basically means that you're Bodek all the way up until Yontif. You even Bodek Arbosar in the afternoon. That's the din according to Rashi. And the Balei HaTosis disagree. The Balei HaTosis say, no, that you're Bodek even after Yontiv, so it should not be Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach. And the Pashtus and Tosis is that even on Yontiv, you do a Bedika, and you're doing the Bedika on Yontiv, because if you find the Chomets, although you're not going to burn it on Yontiv, but you'll be Kofa Olavas HaKli, even on Yontiv. Now Rashi does not give that explanation, that you're Bodek on Yontiv, because according to Rashi, there's no purpose in being bodek on Yontiv. The whole yesod of bedikas chametz, according to Rashi, is not to violate bal yiraeh u'bal yimotzei. Kol zman I didn't find the chametz, I'm not going to violate bal yiraeh u'bal yimotzei. If I find the chametz, so then at that moment, I might violate bal yiraeh u'bal yimotzei. If I delay at all before I destroy the chametz, I might violate bal yiraeh u'bal yimotzei. Therefore, there's no purpose in doing the bedika. That's the Shita of the Maharsha in explanation of Rashi. The Shita of the Ran is slightly different. The Ran explains that according to Rashi, the reason why you don't do Bedika on the Yontiv is because since the Isser is already an Isser Kares, which is an Isser Chomer Ad Ma'od, so therefore we don't want you to do the Bedika on Yontiv because you might come to eat it. Now it's worth noting that the Maharsha's presentation of Rashi, that there is no Inyan to be Bodik on Yontiv itself, because there's no advantage with respect to Bal Yeraeh. But before Yontif, there is an advantage with respect to Bal Yeraeh. It's a little difficult because Rashi noted earlier, I believe on Daf Daled, that you can violate Bal Yeraeh from the sixth hour on. However, there's a contradiction within Rashi on this Nakuda. So the Maharsha is just following those opinions in Rashi that you do not violate Bal Yeraeh until the Yontif of Pesach actually begins. Now, the Gemara tells me that Rabbi Yehuda says that I do the Bedika on these three Zmanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I should not do the Bedika on Yontiv because, similar to what we were speaking about earlier within the Ran, doing the Bedika on Yontiv is a risky business because you might come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda, however, the Gemara notes, in other areas of Halacha, is not worried that because I'm going to be around in Isser, I might come to eat it. The Gemara has, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Chadash. They would, Bertzon Chachamim, they would basically take the fruits and they'd be Mamala Yerushalayim with Kamach and Kali. So how could they do that for Bertzon Chachamim? How is that permitted? Isn't there a concern that you might come to eat it? So at first the Gemara suggested that maybe the Chadash you have to do stuff with a shino. You have to pull it up with your hands. You can't cut it down. Maybe when you grind it, you have to grind it in an unusual way. So that's why It's not a problem. The Gemara says, one second, but we have other sources that say that Kotzim, Beis HaShlochim, Shva HaMokim, etc., that these are areas that you can't bring the carbon from. You can't bring the carbon Eimer from these areas, at least L'chatchila, so therefore the Isser of Ketzira doesn't apply there. There's no Shinui that's done. If there's no Shinui that's done, so then what's the Heter? Isn't there a concern that you might come to eat it? So the Gemara basically says, I have a different Mahalach. The Mahalach that the Gemara really works with, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because the Isser of Chodosh is Usser all year long, so therefore people are going to be badal minei. People will separate from it. And therefore, we're not worried that you're going to eat it. However, chametz, since it's mutter all year long, so therefore, there's more of a concern that you might come to eat it. The Gemara that gets involved in the case of like Shabbos, right? The din is that like an oil lamp is burning on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda is matir to take a shofar, shobetzim, melan Hashem. And we know from the Mishnah and Bameh Madlikin, I shouldn't I be worried that I might take some oil? So Zakhlimar, no. The Chomer of the Isra Shabbos is also a reason why we're not worried that you're going to take some of the oil. The Gemara has like a bit of a stira within Dinim of Shabbos in terms of Klesher and Dali, etc. The Gemara then comments in terms of the halacha of Matil Mum B'Bukhar. If you have an animal that's about to die, are you allowed to bloodlet that animal? Right? So the Tanakama, the Chachamim, excuse me, say, yeah, do it. Provide that you're not going to be matal amum. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Shouldn't I say that such an iser chamor, therefore you're not going to come to be matal amum, right? It's such a serious avera. Everyone knows it's usher to be like mishnamish bekodshim, such a serious thing, so you won't come to be matal amum. So the Gemara says, no, that's a different thing. The reason by the bechor, why Rabbi Yehuda does not allow us to bloodlet, is because adam boholam amono. Since the animal might die, so therefore you're going to be very nervous. And inadvertently, you might be matal amum. In other cases, where the animal might just get sick or something, for example, in combing the animal to remove some dirt from it, so then we're not going to say that adam boholam amonoi. But when it comes to the possibility that the animal dies, we will say adam boholam amono. Again, this is the Gemara according to the Tanna Reb Yehuda that we presented. The Chachamim, however, have a different shita. The Chachamim say that you're allowed to be both the chomet on Yontiv, you're allowed to be both the chomet at other times. And the reason for that is, since a person is striving to look for the chomet in order to destroy it, we're not worried that you're going to come to eat it. That's what the Gemara says within the Chachamim. The whole Hezra that we had in terms of Badomine or Lo Badomine, that was only within the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda. These are some of the highlights of Psachim Daf Yud Aleph. Thank you for listening.